Shopify.com.
Closing the loopholes in our background check system is a major priority, and it is something that we should be able to achieve. After all, more than 90% of the American people support universal background checks. It is a powerful moment, and it is worth reviewing. When the president called on Congress to vote on each of these measures, because Gabby Giffords deserves it, because Hadiyah Pendleton deserves it, because the children of Newtown deserve it.
Jay Carney speaking about the president and the State of the Union, of course, the we want a vote moment. What will that vote be like? There might be a filibuster. Lines on both sides of the gun issue. It comes down to a showdown, maybe at the end of this week, possibly into next, on to what will be and what won't be part of a bill that could be either the most extensive gun control legislation that we've ever seen, or perhaps it could contain a few nuggets of things related to guns, such as background checks, but not ridiculous background checks for family exchanges of guns. But that remains to be seen. There is the question of a possible filibuster being discussed. The usual suspects, Rand Paul becoming very chummy with another senator from Texas, so Kentucky and Texas line up. Senator Lee would be part of that party. And Mitch McConnell waits until the 11th hour, but he throws in, and he's also part of the party, maybe the hospitality crew, since he's the minority leader, might see a filibuster again. That would be two for Rand Paul. The White House says it's trickery, shenanigans, nonsense, clownery, and the Republicans are out of their minds when it comes to the situation with guns in this country. What do you think? Is the GOP gone wacky, or is it the Democrats who want serious legislation that just doesn't work for many of you? 855-266-KATE, 855-266, let me translate that, 5283. In case you missed it, big death today, Margaret Thatcher at the age of 87. She had a stroke, died peacefully in her sleep. Strokes were what got her in the end. She had suffered through many different strokes and really kind of dropped out of public life, at least in the last couple of years. She said she couldn't bear to watch what was happening in Britain, that it was in decline. She was a big-time ally to many in the Cold War. She was chummy, of course, with Ronald Reagan, and then ultimately became friends with Mikhail Gorbachev many, many years later. She was the person that the British press loved to hate. There were many people, many, many, many people who embraced Margaret Thatcher because she was all about the free market economy, but she had massive detractors as well. Massive detractors. You know, this is the thing about Margaret Thatcher. Here's one word, and this is flattering, that would not describe her: indifferent. Never indifferent. Not afraid to show her true colors. Whatever she thought was right, she went with and didn't bend like a reed, as so many other politicians seem to do in this nation anyway. She didn't do that in England. Did not do it. Margaret Thatcher, not the only one who's died. Annette Funicello, you might remember her, one of the original Mouseketeers. She died. She had a 25-year battle with multiple sclerosis. Has it gotten really awful in the last couple of years? But Annette Funicello never shied away from an event where people asked her to appear, even if she was in deteriorating health. And she was beloved in her own way in the entertainment industry. In the entertainment industry. So dead at the age of 70, Margaret Thatcher, dead at the age of 87. 87. All right, this is a story that probably got buried somewhere in whatever paper you might have read. Oh, that's right, you don't read the paper. You look at the Internet. Might have been buried on the Internet, too, but it's very big news. U.S. markets, especially some of our riskier areas, are likely to get a little bit of a boost from the latest entering into central bank money printing. Remember, it's all about pumping that money out there. So following the lead of the Federal Reserve, the Bank of Japan last week announced a more ambitious use or project or whatever you want to call it to use created funds to buy assets in the hopes of boosting investment and inflation. Considering the U.S. Central Bank already has pushed its balance sheet past the $3 trillion, that's interesting. The area most likely to benefit from the B of J announcement are Japanese equities, which have been on a huge rise since the market started anticipating central bank stimulus, as well as U.S. stocks and treasuries and some other global markets that were underperforming, but are ready to bounce back in a very, very big way. So the U.S. and Japan and others are part of this, I want to call it money ball, money printing. So they're printing the money in Japan. Oh, we already have that problem in the United States. How much money is your money actually worth? How much is it actually worth? Monetary policy is being used as the policy tool to create the demand. The question is, what happens after this? What happens after this? In Japan, they might not be better, or they might not really be that much better off kind of pushing the growth and the kind of inflation there that it hasn't been in the U.S. So despite all our efforts, unemployment is pretty high, inflation subdued, but stocks have soared. Stocks have soared. More people are talking about what do they have on the stock market, than I have ever seen before. Some people will talk about funds or something they got into, but I've never seen anything like what I've seen in the last 4 or 5 months. And then to say that it's nowhere in the end, nowhere at the end of sight. So the market's popping, and enjoy it now. And is it going to end where people are upset and furious and have done something crazy with their money? I'm going to say it takes a little risk to make a little money. Let's put it that way. Coming up on America Tonight, we're going to talk with our pal, speaking of money, Mike Bonacorsi. He's all about getting retirement ready. And he says it's never too early to do that. If you filled out your taxes, you know they asked, do you have an IRA? Did you put any money into the IRA? Because you get up to $5,000 in a write-off, so you don't want to leave it on the table. So Bonacorsi at the bottom of the hour, actually answering a few questions that many of you sent into the show. If you have a question for Mike, he's on twice a month. Send it to me at americatonight.net. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Housekeepers, roll call, count off now.
Karen, Tommy,
and Tommy,
Karen,
Ronnie.
Showbiz is great, but it doesn't last. Raising a family does. I knew that's what I wanted to do.
All right, Annette Funicello, we mentioned her before in case you'd never heard her voice. She was one of the original Mouseketeers. She dies at the age of 70. She was suffering from multiple sclerosis. She was calm and peaceful and there with her family, and she mentions her family and all the excitement of being young and being in the movies and being on the cover of magazines. As she mentions, it was about the family more than anything else. So Margaret Thatcher, a leader, dies at the age of 87. Annette Funicello, somebody who's revered, at least from the Disney studios, and known to people as an original Mouseketeer, passes on after 25 years of living with MS. Not always awful in the beginning. It was in the late 80s when she was diagnosed. So the later years, it really, really started to ravage her. And you could see that from a few of the appearances that she made. But, boy, you got to give her credit. She really lived through it. And she was there. She was there when people needed her to be there. And she tried to do what she could to put a face also on MS to raise money and get people to be more aware of getting diagnosed and how many people were getting it in the country and whatnot. All right, little odds and ends for you here on America Tonight, because we find that so much is going on. In the beginning of the week, it's always nice to mix it up in a series and tell you about a few things that I've noticed getting a lot of play, including, and usually Mother Nature makes an appearance on this show. We haven't really talked about some of the weather conditions that we're seeing cropping up as far as wind is concerned. You say, well, wind, ugh, who really likes wind? Can't play golf in it, can't play tennis in it, really have a tough time walking the dog in it. So bad, terrible, powerful winds really smashed into California, toppling trees, spreading wildfires. It's awful for that on the left coast, rather. Power outages, dust storms all over the place. Winds in Arizona, where you have Interstate 40 near Winslow, if you can picture it, if you've ever driven around the country. 34 miles of that nonsense. In Phoenix, it was just like a dust bowl. As somebody who used to live in the desert in New Mexico and in California, oh, it's brutal. When you get the wind, it's the worst. You almost feel like your car is also dragging across the highway. And you had two semis that jackknifed because of the dust storm on I-10 in southern Arizona. They're lucky that more people weren't hurt. I mentioned I lived in New Mexico. They were feeling it too, and in Colorado, because they're expecting 2 feet of snow. I guess I spoke too soon when I said throw away the winter jackets into the back of the closet. Not everybody can do that. Even in San Francisco, they had 20,000 people with no power because of electrical outages, trees smashing into poles, and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But the good news is, in all of the reports that I rifled through, I didn't really see any. I couldn't find anywhere people had been killed because of the storm. Just lots of power outages that are all over the place in California. Lots of storm, dust popping up and pretty scary along some of the highways. But nobody miraculously killed in this, because sometimes when you get those crazy spring storms, it can be just as bad as some brutal winter storms when people can't see and then they're driving and then that's it, because something causes a backup, or it causes an awful accident, somebody driving and not seeing what's right in front of them because of all the dust all over the place. You know, when I go to the ATM, and this is a weird thing, and this story popped up on my radar today anyway, when I go to the ATM, I often think, oh, boy, you can't go to the ATM too late at night, because if you are somebody that's desperate, you need money, you're on meth, you're whatever, in the wrong place at the wrong time, what an easy victim you would be. How about when somebody decides we need to do an excavation, and that's how we can abscond with the ATM? So the cops in North Carolina are searching for a guy who actually stole an excavator from a construction site, then used it to make off with an automatic teller machine. And the Winston-Salem police say somebody stole the excavator on Monday morning, drove it about 200 yards to the ATM, then used it to knock it over the kiosk at a credit union, picked up the machine, lifted it onto a pickup truck, and then there must have been some second car involved in that. But how do you bust it open? I wonder how you bust it open. I guess you could. They must have had a way to do that, or must have known when it was being picked up. I can't imagine they would have that kind of a risk and not have some idea of what might, you know, how they could break into it. And pop out the money. I mean, otherwise, does it make any sense? Speaking of stealing, a former worker at the Minnesota St. Paul airport is accused of stealing weapons worth over $84,000 from luggage. Yeah, did you put your weapon in your luggage because you can't take it through the machine when you're going through the TSA check? David Vang is facing now something like 11 felony counts, 10 of them because of theft of a firearm. So he's got some explaining to do in court on April 25th. They're saying he was employed by a Texas firm to maintain the belt where the checked bag traveled. So how easy is that? Think about it. You go in the back, boom, you pull the bags off, you rifle through them, take the stuff out. And the footage actually shows him removing the bags, taking them to an employee parking ramp where his wife was waiting in a car. So he was arrested, of course, and isn't working at the airport. The boxes had had crossbows in it, iPads, laptops, mobile phones, jewelry, all kinds of stuff in the apartment. They say he had 716 stolen items valued at $84,000. You would think he would realize that they could have surveillance cams in there. People, we live in a video world. Video planted all over the place. Plus people with cell phones. Who knows who might be seeing you behind the curtain? And it's surprising, I guess, in a sense, that this hasn't happened more. He made it look so easy. Because the guns, the weapons, have to be packed in a separate case and scanned as a separate piece of luggage so they can determine when a case containing a weapon is removed from one airplane and placed on another. So this was just a question of him rifling through bags and grabbing up things that were in the bag, helping himself to what was there. 700 passengers or so, they say, were ripped off. Bummer. Sitting there waiting for your bag. Where's the bag? Where's the bag? Where's the bag? Where's the bag? And it turns out somebody had their hands in your bag trying to come up with whatever they could pull out of it. Ooh, something creepy about that. Ooh, more than creepy. All right, this is a very sad story. Guns, a pot plant, were actually picked up at the site of a North Carolina pit collapse. There were some kids that were playing, two kids, and the dirt fell on them, pulled them down, and buried them alive. Unfortunately, a six-year-old, Chloe Jade Arwood, and seven-year-old James Caldwell were pulled from the 24-foot-deep pit in Stanley, just outside of Charlotte. They've been digging for the kids since Sunday when the girl's father called 911. They couldn't get to them. They worked as hard as they could. They could not get to them. They got the guns, the pot plant from the mobile home that was there. And because the 31-year-old father is a felon and isn't allowed to have guns, so he was convicted in 2003 for possession of a controlled substance with an intent to sell. Very, very sad story. The father had been digging with a backhoe on the site earlier in the day. He wouldn't say what was being built or if he was doing it alone or any of that kind of stuff. He didn't know of any permits that had been used for the work or plans detailing the project. And it's an awful mishap that they fell. The dirt fell on top of them, and they were just drowning in dirt. There was no way that they could get out. A lot of people wondering what the outcome of that story was. Mike Bonacorsi, as we make a different turn, getting you retirement ready. That's next on America Tonight.
For those who know the benefits of silver, for those who know the healing history of silver, and for those who want to be prepared, now there's Silver Gauze, a nylon elastic wrap with silver bonded to each individual fiber. Silver Gauze is a long-lasting, washable, and reusable must-have for any emergency kit. Get yours today at silvergauze.com. Spelled silver, G-A-U-Z-E.com. Silver Gauze is what your emergency kit is missing.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often, or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-607-6984. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-607-6984. That's 800-607-6984. Call 800-607-6984.
Guys love them. Retirement readiness, creating your vision, knowing your position, and preparing your future. My pal Mike Bonacorsi, there is none better, and I think this audience just eats it up because they have so many questions for Mike each and every time. Mike, how you been?
Good, good, good. Spring is here in New England, you know? We're ready for it.
We're almost at tax time, too, and that's when people get really nervous and they, you know, are trying to crunch numbers, trying to find a CPA, trying to do what, you know, whatever they can to get their stuff done. Let me ask you this question. So if you get an extension, because Hal asked me to ask you this, and I think I know the answer anyway, but Hal asked me to ask you, if you get an extension, does that give you more time past the 15th to put money into your IRA?
Into your IRA, no. And that's a great question, Kate, because this is where there's a little bit of confusion. IRAs have to be completed. Your contribution has to be in by the 15th of April, by tax filing time. However, if you're a small business owner and you have a certain small business plan, if you have a SEP, say, or a solo 401k, you can make a contribution if you have an extension up to the extension time, but not with an IRA. An IRA is due by April 15th.
Okay, so April 15th, pal. Sorry, you got to get it in and then. And a lot of cases, it's really worth it, to, even if you have to scrape it up, isn't it, Mike? Because it can also mean it's a deduction, obviously, on your taxes, and it might really help you out. So it's better, I think, to put the money that way than to owe the IRS.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, who wants to pay more taxes than they have to? If you have the opportunity, and you can make a tax deductible contribution, it's great. Remember, not all IRA contributions are tax deductible, depending on your spending limits and whether you or your spouse is a participant in a qualified plan at work. It does limit the deduction. But if you can get a deduction for a contribution to a traditional IRA, it certainly can reduce your tax liability. If you're a business owner and you have the ability to invest, make a contribution to a SEP, to a simple plan, to a solo 401k, these are all things that you can take advantage of. A person that's a business person can put. I've got to think, make sure I get the number right. It's about $55,000 can go towards a solo 401k between the employer and employee contributions, and it's a big chunk of money. Even a SEP will allow you close to that. One of the advantages of the solo 401k is you're going to take advantage of the over 50-year-old catch-up provision, adding another chunk of money, adding another $5,000.
Oh, so you can do that with the SEP then, in other words, that's what you're saying?
Not with a SEP, but you can do it with a solo 401k.
Solo 401k. All right, that's good. I didn't even realize that. I'm sure many of you listening, that's something you might certainly look into. You talk about this in your book, and we talked about it only once before. I got a note here from Joe listening to us in Burlington, Vermont, and he says, "Hey, Mike, really like it when you join Kate on the show. I've learned a few things that have been very helpful to me. And I'm wondering, I've heard you mention this before, when you take inventory, what does that entail?" He was confused. What should you sit, and this is actually good because you have a list. What are the things you need to list out when you do like a monthly expense worksheet, let's say?
Yeah, I mean, where are your expenses going? I think taking inventory is important. Number one, it does a couple of things. Number one, you're making a list of what you have coming in for income, what's going to provide you with your cash flow for the month. And then we're also talking about how the money is going to be spent. Where is it going to go? Making a list of what's important to you, what I consider your necessary monthly expenses versus what I call your lifestyle expenses. And this is really important, particularly if you are going to retire and you are going to be seeing maybe a reduction in your budget going forward, a reduction in income. It's important that you really have a good handle on your cash flow position, and that's what taking inventory is. It means taking a look at where your money is, where it's going, and where it's going to be spent and how it's going to be spent.
Yeah. The other thing is I got a question here from Sue who says her mother just died, didn't have a will. I've heard you and Mike talk about it before. Geez, are we really going to be stuck? What do we do?
Her mother didn't have a will.
It can
create some problems because basically her estate plan now becomes the state that she lives in. If there's no will, there's no trust, there's no type of way of transferring the assets, basically the, you know, the state that she lives in creates the estate plan. So it'll be considered intestate. It'll go through the probate process of the state. And the state will basically, you know, distribute the assets. Anything that's covered by a beneficiary designation will go directly to the beneficiaries as their name, which is a good thing to know. IRAs, life insurance, things like that. But if it's most of the assets going to pass without a will, like I said, it's considered intestate, and the state will pass it out. Now, the problem with that is that her mother may have intended the assets to go where the state dishes them out. But, you know, a lot of times you have a situation where maybe you want to favor one child for whatever reason, or one person, or maybe you have a charity or something like that. And the state basically follows the bloodline. So if there's a charity involved, it won't get a... it won't be a beneficiary of the estate. If there's a child that was expecting more money than the others for whatever reason, chances are that child won't get that. It'll be divided up evenly.
Yeah. It's interesting. Along those same lines, I got a question about trusts. And do you have to have a lot of money? Aren't trusts just for rich people? But I don't think that's really true, is it?
No, they aren't. No, they aren't. You know, it used to be the thought, and I think we had, you know, and one of the things I talk about in my book is that, you know, watching movies on a Sunday afternoon, it was with some rich person that has a trust fund. I mean, trust really, can be a big benefit, to passing assets. They can, avoid probate and make the transfer a lot easier. They're a bit more private than wills are. The trustee can really act on, you know, have control of the trust as far as how the assets are managed, and they make a big difference versus the traditional will, which has to go through probate. It has to go through that process. Remember, wills have to go through probate. Trusts, which are basically in the most basic form, I guess, really are really a beneficiary designation that wraps around everything. So a trust, just like a joint ownership or the beneficiary of a life insurance, it avoids probate. The assets really can be distributed in a relatively short time.
Yeah. I got another one here. Great answer to that. I got another one here from Sal, who listens to us in Illinois, and he says, ask Mike about Social Security. Mike, I have no idea what my benefit will be. What will the payout be when I hit 67? I'm 57 right now.
The best bet would be go right to the Social Security website. They have done a fantastic job with their website, where the information is available. It's www.socialsecurity.gov. And if he goes right to that website, he should be able to pull that information up that will give him an idea of what his benefit would be at 62, full retirement age, 67, and also the maximum age for at age 70.
At age 70, all right. And, you know, there's always that whole thing about, will Social Security be there? And, you know, sometimes I think, oh, it's not going to be there. And other times I think, well, at least some of it will be there. But I guess it depends on your age and what you should just always plan as much as you can, I think, to put something into these various accounts that you've talked about. And I want to emphasize this, Mike, and I know that you'll answer this question. You don't have to have a lot of money. You just have to start putting it in places, right?
Right. You've got to be consistent.
Yeah.
That's the key. You have to do something. You have to be consistent. And, Kate, while we were talking here, I wanted to make sure I had those numbers right for the SEP IRA and the 401k contribution. The SEP IRA in 2013, the maximum is $20% of your employment income, up to $51,000 contribution. An individual 401k allows a step contribution, but it does allow that extra $5,500 catch-up provision if you're over age 50.
Ooh, which is great. Which is
so
great for a lot of people.
$6,500. I get the numbers a little confused sometimes from year to year. There's always a slight increase due to an inflation factor.
Yeah.
That means that in 2013, if you have a solo 401k, that means you're an individual basically that is working by themselves, self-employed. And solo 401ks also allow your spouse to be part of the plan. You can put away $56,000.
Yeah, which is terrific, terrific. Great stuff as always. Mike Bonacorsi, Retirement Readiness. Someone's going to get a book. Thanks, Mike.
Okay, Kate, take care. Have a great
week.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. Made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans. April 2nd through the 8th. With free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Loading. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day...
The Muppets. All right, we move on to some numbers here, and this is a big number. People are talking about this all over the place, ripping the fact that Rutgers University is going to pay former athletic director Tim Pernetti more than $1.1 million after his resignation in the wake of a scandal for that whole videotape abuse of basketball players at the hands of Mike Rice, now the former coach of Rutgers. It's been a wild couple of weeks for the Scarlet Knights, to say the least. Check this out. The university is going to pay his annual $453,000 salary through June. of 2014. He'll also get a lump sum equal to 18 months of salary, $679,500 to be exact, payable by next month. He gets an automobile money for his car through June 2014, eligible for $50,000 in bonuses based on the school's athletic, academic, and financial successes through June of next year. Oh, we're not done yet. He gets an iPad on top of that, apparently, that he had had. He only has to not trash Rutgers, and they have to do the same thing toward him. He resigned on Friday, and he wrote that his first instincts after seeing the video last year before ESPN aired it was to fire Rice immediately, but instead decided to follow a process involving lawyers, human resource folks, outside counsel, all this stuff. And the consensus was that the university policy wouldn't justify dismissal. That's what he's saying. That's why he did what he did. Pernetti's resignation was a wild end to his days at Rutgers, because just last year he was the big cheese for moving the university into the Big Ten, which starts in 2014. So even New Jersey Governor Chris Christie told reporters that Rice's behavior was completely reprehensible, animalistic, he called it, and said Baraki, the president, should have reviewed the videotape himself before ESPN aired it. But he defended the president, saying that he's taking responsibility and it's not a fireable offense because he relied on the people. So in other words, the guy who fell on the sword was the athletic director. Oh, speaking of college hoops, in case you missed it, Louisville defeated number 4 seed Michigan 82-76. They win the NCAA national championships for Rick Pitino. He's now won that title with two different teams. Louisville, and can you guess what the other team was? If you can guess in the next 10 minutes, I'll give you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. I want to see if anyone knows. And if you're paying attention, americatonight.net, americatonight.net, include your address and I will send you a book if you can tell me the team. How about the story about the hiker? Remember the story about the California hiker? They were missing for 4 days. Two hikers got lost in the wilderness. I can't even imagine. Just 18 years old, Kendall Jack, her friend Nicholas Sedonia, went missing March 31st. They were at Cleveland National Forest. They wandered off a trail. That's what happens. They thought it was just going to be a little short day hike, nothing. They hiked on the Holy Jim Trail, which is pretty popular. Just randomly they picked it. They wanted to look at a mountaintop. That's where they were headed. And then the next thing you know, they were fighting off, they say, an animal. They don't know what happened or how they got separated, but they did. She hallucinated. She said she was being eaten by a python in her mind. She tried to eat rocks and dirt, thought that tree twigs were straws, and the story goes on and on. He was picked up by a helicopter from sort of a little outcropping on a vertical cliff after searchers followed cries for help from across a canyon and up a bunch of waterfalls. And she was dehydrated, couldn't move an arm, complained of a shortness of breath and whatnot. Wow, that is crazy. And she had been missing for so long with no water. Naturally, the two would be in that condition. It's lucky that they survived. She was released supposedly late on Monday. She had frostbite in her left hand, swelling, cuts, all that kind of stuff. And she's very, very, very lucky. And this is the kind of stuff that happens. You go out on these trails, have no idea where you're going. This national forest is almost 800 square miles, and before you know it, that's it. And you know, there's all kinds of things, mountain lions, who knows, that are alive and well, let's say, in those forests. But the good news is, survived it, didn't lose any limbs, and lived to tell the story. Because sometimes that doesn't happen. Somebody goes missing, they fall off a cliff, some other tragic thing happens. Now, speaking of tragic, it's kind of one of those make or break weeks in Congress when it comes to a couple of big, heavy, heavy issues. Things that you're talking about, perhaps at your dinner table, if you even have a dinner table anymore, or maybe in front of the tube somewhere, but your family, your friends, your posse, whatever. Probably talking about guns and what's going to happen with the people who make the laws in this country. So the preview is this. The president was at the University of Hartford. He had several of the family members of the kids who were killed in Newtown, Connecticut, that were on hand, pushing, lobbying, too, as well, for the Senate and the House, ultimately, to pass legislation, I'll call it, with teeth in it. They say there's a glimmer of progress, if you want to call it that, in negotiations over universal background checks. That's between Senators Joe Manchin and Pat Toomey. They're developing something for background checks for all gun purchases, except if it's a close family member and some hunters, because it seems that that's what the conservative class is worried about, hunting and why it's a cultural thing. Why can't they have that grandfathered in? And it looks like that could be grandfathered in. So that's one. That's number one. There's your number. Number two issue is immigration. Because it's not just guns, it's immigration reform that's also hanging out there in the balance. Here's your other number. The Gang of Eight, that's what they're calling themselves. Lindsey Graham was part of the Gang of Eight. They're hoping to have a bipartisan agreement among all eight on comprehensive immigration reform by the end of the week. The Senate and the House just got back after 2 weeks away, a two-week Easter or a spring break or whatever you want to call it. So those are two huge, huge, huge stories and things that affect your life and my life hanging in the balance in Washington, D.C. Margaret Thatcher, dead at the age of 87, a foreign leader that was loved by a lot of people in the United States and also hated by many, many people. So you think of Ronald Reagan and the relationship he had with Margaret Thatcher. Some say she is the founding mother of conservatives. The founding mother. Had several strokes in the last couple of years. This stroke took her life. Her family says, though, she died peacefully. Here's some other numbers for you. What makes people think that they can get away with some of the crazy things they try to get away with when they live a public life or they're some kind of a public servant? It never ceases to amaze me. New Hampshire's one of the city's police chiefs, David Seastrand, 50 years old, of New London, which is quite close to the Capitol, Concord, quit his job effective immediately. Why would a revered police chief quit his job? Because he had to cut a deal with the Attorney General. He had been chief since 1995. He gave up his police officer's certification. He resigned after a female college student accused him of promising to drop minor charges against her if she allowed him to take nude pictures of her. You can't make this stuff up, folks.
Safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.